Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Strategies of Success. Yeah, today we're going to go with a topic that I don't necessarily hit on altogether too often. And one of the reasons for that is that I actually love being on stage. I love that microphone. I love that spotlight. I love addressing people. And I know you as a business owner must love to do that too, right? Oh, I'm sure you do. You love getting up on stage. You love being in front and sharing your knowledge with your prospects, with those business associates, those partners, your employees, because the more knowledgeable they are, the better they are going to be able to interact with your customers and also your prospects and everybody else that they interact with over the course of the day to help you and your business succeed. But what about those times when, well, you're not just going to be on stage? Well, maybe you want to leave something with somebody. Maybe you want your words, your wisdom, your expertise to be shared by other people that you wouldn't necessarily interact with on a daily basis. So how do you do that? Yeah, we could take this conversation and go social media, or we could give you a whole other title. And that title would be the title of an author. Because when you're an author, you are an expert. Perception that is out there, and you can be an expert, and you're perceived that way. And it's so important to separate yourself from other people as you continue to grow. And by becoming an author, that is certainly one way of doing it. But how do you become an author? It's a lot of work? Maybe not. There's people out there to help you through the whole process? Oh, absolutely. And one of those persons that are there to completely help you through that process is our guest today. She has been working with people for many years, 20 of them for exact. She has been helping people write that book, coach them through it, write it with them, and she has been allowing you or her customers, her folks that she's been working with, to achieve the level of success that they are ready for at the moment. So who is our guest? Our guest today is Julie Ann Eason, and she's going to help us learn more about that whole process of writing a book. And Julianne, I want to thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, Brian. It's an honor to be here, and I'm looking forward to sharing whatever I can with you.
You know, the writing a book thing, I know it's important. It definitely is. And that perception is there. As soon as you have the microphone, as soon as you're in front of the audience, you're the expert because you're in front of the room. Well, if you have your name on a book that you wrote, well, all of a sudden, you're the expert. But writing a book seems like such a large process to go through, even though self-publishing came along. So you don't have to go through that part of it. But writing a book, is it that hard to actually write the book, or is it harder just to start writing the book?
I have a personal theory about this, and I think that all of the oh, God, it's so hard to write a book comes from childhood. And we there's this perfect storm of childhood conditioning that we go through, especially in America, where from birth or even before birth, we're read to. Okay, our parents read to us. Sometimes, you know, your mom will read to you while you're in the womb still if she's a reader. They read books. They push books on us. They say, oh, it's so good to be a reader. This is the first really big grown-up job that we have to do is learn how to read. So we become conditioned to understand that books are so important and that they have all the answers. I mean, when we go through school, what do we have to do in order to prepare for a test? We have to learn the answers by reading a book, right? So we know that books are important, and we know that authors are special because we know their names. We know Dr. Seuss. We know William Shakespeare. We know Stephen King. We know the names of all of these authors, and they're like superstars, right? So books are important, authors are special, and then we get into school, especially junior high and high school, and what happens? We start writing, and we come back, and no matter how good our writing was and how proud of it we were, we got red marks on our papers. Something was wrong with it. It was never good enough. So we learned books are special and important, and writing is hard. No matter how good you are at writing in high school or even college, the teachers have this obsession with finding something wrong with it because they want to make it better. You know, it's not that they're doing it on purpose to make you feel like you can't write, but that's how we all feel. Oh, God, I forgot a comma again, or, oh, I'll never learn how to spell, or I'm a terrible writer. We tell ourselves these things when we try to write. And even, I mean, I always got great grades in writing, but it's still felt like I was never good enough to be a writer and to be an author. So I think that we just, it's this conditioning that we have. And the truth is, you have a message to say, you have something to say, you have something to teach people, you are an expert no matter what level you're at. There's always someone who knows less than you who you can help. And it's not that hard to write a book. It's time consuming, yes, although I have tricks that help, you know, break that time consuming part down to much, much faster than most people write. And, you know, you do have to think, but going through the process of writing a book, even if you never sell a single copy, but you give it away to your prospects and your clients and customers, just the act of writing a book is beneficial to your business because it forces you to organize your thoughts and streamline all of your processes, especially your sales process. So I, in my opinion, every business should have a book. It doesn't even matter if, you know, if you don't feel like you should have a book or that it'll do that much for you, it really, really will. And it's not that hard to do. The way that I teach it, it's actually really just like almost like filling in the blanks.
Right. It's so funny, Alan. You know, you change a couple of keywords in there. It's the same thing I would feel about public speaking.
Exactly.
We wind up talking ourselves out of it. Yeah, we wind up talking ourselves out of it before we do it. You get on stage, you're actually better than what you think that you are because you always, every time, after you get done, you're like, I could have done this better. I could have done that better. Yeah, well, every time. And maybe every time we write something, we could have done it a little bit better. But it doesn't mean it's not good, you know, and it doesn't mean it's not a big
thing
to start from. Right? And that's where, you know, the idea of the coaching, I totally believe in the whole way through, you know, the coaching really comes in and having that second person really take a look at what you're writing and to make sure that your thoughts that you had that you're putting down on paper or through a microphone is actually being received in the way that you're trying to get the message out. And that's where working with somebody like you really does make sense when it comes to that writing process, because then you could just more of a flow of thoughts and you could streamline.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to just put anything out there. Because that's what a lot of people do that now because it's so easy to publish a book, and that's one of the reasons that I focus so much on the writing part is I do help people publish and I help people launch and do their marketing and all of that, but that part is really just going through the motions. But the writing part is so important because you have to set yourself above everybody else who's writing a book on the same subject, right? you want something to happen.
Yeah. You're still in the minority. If you write that book, you still got that first step that many folks are just so darn afraid of taking, and it's just an unbelievable shame, and they should take it. And I'm going to raise my hand right now. I should be taking that step, too. I've been part of too many books.
I
mean, that's right up front. I'm in like a half a dozen different books, though, and I want audio, and I've written, you know, that kind of stuff. You know, I've contributed, but I got to write one. But so... So I got to live my own words over here. But, so by doing that, you do separate yourself. And there are a lot of industries out there where people are writing those books. So you're right. You do have to separate yourself, you know, much more from other people.
Getting to the point now where having a book is almost as common as having a business card. And you almost have to have a book, especially if you're a speaker. I know a lot of your listeners are speakers. You've got to have a book or people aren't even going to pay attention to you. They're not even going to, like, book you to speak at all. They're going to look for the author because those are the people who know the things. But why? Because we were taught as children that the books have the answers. So if you have just a little bit of time, I can help people with that first step. And that I'm afraid to write a book or I don't know where to start. Everybody says they don't know where to start. And that's because they start at the wrong place. They think they need to start by writing, and that's not the case. You start with your audience. You think hard about who do you want to read this book. Do you want future people that are going to hire you to speak to read this book? Do you want single moms who just got divorced or just are recently divorced? Do you want them to read the book? Do you want your future clients to read the book? What is it that you have to say to those people? And as long as you keep your target audience in the front of your mind and you start with them, all of a sudden it takes the pressure off of you. Because, yes, you have so much you can share with them, and you share it with them every day. You share it with them on the phone, in your sales calls, on stage, wherever it is that you are serving those people. And you're doing the exact same thing with a book. So don't start by trying to figure out what is inside you that you need to write. Think about the people. What do they need to know? What do they want to know? What are the questions they have? What are their problems? And once you start writing that down, then it's like, oh, well, this is easy. I know exactly what to say. And then they're off to the races. It's amazing. It's when you take the focus off yourself and your knowledge and you trying to be the writer to what do my people need to know? Changes everything.
Bingo. Countless examples of that one, too. But you're right. It is. It's the why. Why am I doing this? Why am I writing the book? If it's to tell how people how great I am, nobody cares. You know, if it's a takeaway from the audience, and you have to know the target market. You know, it's funny. There's so many different topics we could be discussing over here. But, you know, who is your target market and why you're writing that book is so important. Why you do anything is so important. By starting there, then all or at least many of those other questions will certainly get answered logically because we know the answers. We just don't know. Or as long as we're clear as to where we're going, then the answers will come or the resources, like you,
right,
will show up, you know, at the right time to help and make it happen. And obviously, you're right. I mean, so many speakers want books. It's another source of income.
So
like
many
sell
speakers,
those books.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, as with many others. But you brought up a great point before, too. It's that having a book and having a business card is similar. And, you know, so many people have stated that, you know, your book is your business card because it tells people who you are in much greater detail than just a flat out card or even a, you know, 2-minute conversation. So do you
find... And
I don't have to answer.
we're on the same wavelength.
Absolutely.
If you're in the business of handing out business cards, then most likely you're handing them out to people you want to become your customers. And if that's the case, then handing them a book is so much more valuable because for two reasons. For first of all, people throw away business cards, and we are trained not to throw away books. I mean, I still have books from, you know, high school math classes that I just can't throw away because you don't throw away books. You just don't. You hand, maybe if you don't want to use them or read them, you put them on your shelf or you pass them off to somebody else or you give them to the library, but you don't throw them away. People throw away business cards all the time or they get lost or whatever. The other thing that a book will do that a business card can't do is pre-sell that customer on you, on hiring you. So whatever it is that you do, if you structure the book properly, you can do 90% of the sales job in the book. And they come to you and they are already sold. All you have to do is say, here, sign on the dotted line and you're done. It makes your job so much easier.
Right. Yeah, right. Because if you're making a presentation that brings that book to life and that book, it really is the big takeaway and the action items that people are doing from that motivational speaker point of view at least. It's a great thing and you're right. It does pre-sell everything because now they know who you are. So there goes back to, again, what you said. Why are you writing a book? Why are you doing anything? But why are you writing that book, and what's the purpose of it? What are you trying to accomplish by it? That's a great, great comment as to how we should start. It's not, you know, sitting down with a pen and paper, per se, but it's sitting down with a pen and paper and figuring out, why am I doing what I'm doing?
Exactly. People get writer's block all the time, and I like to tell people, look, it's not your fault. You don't have writer's block because you don't know what to say. You have writer's block because you know too much. And you have a log jam in your brain and you don't know what to say first. That's the problem. That's where people get stuck, at least with nonfiction. With fiction, it's completely different. But with nonfiction and business books especially, it's like, oh, my God, I have so much to share with these people. I have so much to teach them. I have so many ideas. And it's like you can't possibly get it all out fast enough. And very often I tell people, look, you first of all, you can write more than one book. You don't have to put everything you know into the one book. If you want to write more, you can. And also, you know, just as soon as you feel yourself getting stuck, it means you're inside your own head and you need to get out and focus on the audience. What do they need to know next? What do they need to know next? What's important for them to know about this topic? And you go through it and all of a sudden the writer's block just disappears because you're focusing on the audience and what they need to know. And you know the order that it has to come out in. So it almost like eliminates writer's block completely when you focus on the target audience.
You're much clearer as to what direction you're going. Yeah, that absolutely makes sense. So, you know, and another way of looking at your role in this whole thing is that time management. You know, kind of going through, you know, what are the biggest roadblocks there are, or, you know, whatever biggest roadblocks that I've gone through, you know, with not writing that book is like, one, I don't have the time, you know, is a big one. I can't say I'm afraid of writing a book, because I'm not. I just haven't sat down, you know, to go and do it. Perhaps there's too many topics that I'd like to cover, but the time management thing, challenge with time to go and do it. So, you know, by
that's
working with somebody, right? Yeah. How do you address that? Well, yeah, Julianne, I'd love to write a book. But how am I going to find the time?
You don't find the time, you make the time. Okay, you have the same amount of hours as everybody else, and you have to decide that this is, if you decide that, then it's like, okay, how can I make the most efficient use of that time? And I have, after writing dozens of books for other people and writing my own books and writing, you know, hundreds of articles and everything else, I have a system that breaks it down to where you can do it in 10-minute chunks, literally. And you don't waste time being blocked. You don't waste time trying to figure out what to say, because you know exactly what to say. You open up your computer and you know exactly what to say. And I'll give you a little hint into how it's done. If you want to go through the entire process, you can go to my website and there's a whole course that teaches you how to do it. But basically, the gist of it is you've got your target audience in mind. And you've got your goal in mind, okay? So you're going to teach them how to do something, or you're going to teach them your system, or you're going to teach them your philosophy or whatever it is. And what I do is I help people create what's called a question-based outline. Now, when we learned outlines in school, you probably learned how to use bullet points and Roman numerals, and there was little letters and big letters, and it was this big formatting nightmare. And I think that that's completely wrong. Forget all of that. You need an outline that helps you move forward. That's the only goal of this outline. So you create a list of bullet points of major topics that you want to cover. Those become your chapters, okay? And then underneath those chapters, you start asking questions, okay? The questions are the questions that your audience has about that topic. So let's say you're writing a book about how to set up a dog grooming business, okay? You're a famous dog groomer. You know how to set up a business. You want to help other people do the same thing. So number one, let's say it's location. So what questions do people have about location? Well, where is the best location? Does location matter? How do I find the right land? What are the best terms to be renting a place, or should I buy a place? You know, all of these questions that people have in their minds, write down as many questions as you can think about that topic. The next topic might be, you know, education. Do I need a special license? Do I have to go to school? Where can I go to school to learn how to groom dogs? Should I specialize in one kind of dog, or should I do, you know, any kind of dog? So all of those questions go under education. Once you have gone through your entire list of bullet points and you have 80 to 100 questions, then you can start writing. And all you have to do is pick a question and answer it. You already know the answers. If you don't know the answers, you can research them and find out. But when you write this way, you always know the answer to the question. And because you've written so many questions, it's very easy for you to go in 10 minutes and answer a question. So if you're waiting for your son to get out of a soccer game, you can sit in your car and you can talk into your phone and dictate an answer to a question. If you're sitting on the subway, you can type it out on your iPad or whatever. So you have these little 10-minute blocks of time, and you can either put them all together. Maybe you start answering one and you realize, oh, I've got half an hour. I can answer 3 questions. Awesome. You don't want to answer each question longer than 10 minutes because you're going to bore the audience. You want to distill it down to just the answer to that one question. And the other cool thing about this is you can jump around. You don't have to start at the beginning of the book and write to the end. You can jump around because you're like, what question do I feel like answering today? Oh, I think I want to answer the one about shampoo. So let's talk about shampoo, and you answer those questions. Do you see how that works? Totally right, in 10-minute blocks of time, and you never get stuck and you never waste time trying to think about what to say next when you do it this way. Does that make sense?
A great thing to do. Yeah. I mean, you know, I'll even say it's a stress reliever. I'm going to go, I'm going to live with this one, but. So you want to write the book, you got to sit down, get those questions out over there, which should be fairly easy to do, you know, if you got a business, you know what challenges you went through. So you have that. But once you have those questions, let's say a voice recorder, you know, in the car, stuck in traffic. I'm wasting time. Not necessarily. It's an opportunity. Out exercising, you know, running, or walking at least. Maybe running would be a little bit of a challenge, and doing that. So it's a great fill-in on those things, even for those insomniacs. Can't go to sleep.
Yeah.
Well, write a book.
Write a book. You're already thinking about it anyway. If you can't sleep, you're probably already thinking
yep.
about your book anyway. I have a client who wrote while he was walking. He was writing. So it's you can double dip in your time this way. And you definitely want to do editing and everything afterwards. It's not going to be your final draft. Okay, you just have to get the basics down, and then you can go back and tweak it. And that's where it takes the most time, is making sure that you're really saying what you want to say. But getting the initial draft is where most people stop. So most people get stuck, and then they just say, it's too hard, I can't do it. But it's actually the easiest part if you do it the way that I teach.
Right. So you're not writing a book, you're writing chapters or even sections of
you're
chapters.
You're answering questions.
You're breaking it down
that's
to
all?
Small, easy steps. Boy, I wonder how many examples we could talk about that. I ran a marathon.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't exactly get up one morning and run 26 miles. I took the little steps in the beginning. Same thing with writing a book. Same thing with giving a speech.
Exactly.
Same thing with so many things, right? Yeah, break it down.
Exactly.
We make things way too complicated, don't we?
Yep, break it down. And don't worry about – so the other thing people get stuck on is they're like, oh, I don't know how to publish. Oh, I don't know what I would do. No one will read it. Don't think about things that are 10 steps down the road. Just think about, who's my target audience? That's number one. Number two, what's my goal? Why am I writing this book? All right, let's get an outline. Don't focus on things that are 3 miles down the road. Focus on what's right in front of you. Do that one thing, and then move to the next thing, and you'll make forward progress.
It's great advice. And I could even see that person writing the book, about the dog cleaning, the dog grooming business. Throw something over the course of the day, they remind you of something. That's probably one of the best times to actually start writing, because you've got a real life story, right there, right top of the mind. Let it all flow
yep.
out. Great stuff. So, Julia, you started. You've been writing all your career. You've evolved over time, right? You used to be in journalism, and then you decided that you
yeah.
really wanted to work with the books.
So the way that worked out was I'm a stay-at-home mom, and when I first started almost 30 years ago, I just wanted to find a way to make some money while my kids were young, and I was writing magazine articles. So I did a lot of journalism, and then really as the internet grew, and this is way before the internet, once the internet came around, journalism kind of tanked. Like, it's not as good as it used to be. The people don't pay as much money as they did. People's attention spans are shorter, so the word counts are shorter, so you get paid less. And so I had to find another way to make a living with my writing. And that I found I just loved working with business people. I loved it. They needed writers. So I became a copywriter. And I wrote websites and I wrote email campaigns. And I learned all sorts of internet marketing stuff. I learned how to do, pay-per-click advertising and SEO and all these things. And then my clients basically said, look, we need a book. So client after another said, I need a book, I need a book, I need a book. And I'm like, okay, I guess I'm writing books now. And it turns out that I love it more than the other kinds of marketing writing, even though what I am doing is still marketing, because I'm writing for people who have a goal. They want to sell something, or they want to get hired as a speaker, whatever. I'm still helping them grow their business. I'm helping them spread their message. That's really what I do, whether it's writing a website or writing a book, is I'm helping other people spread their message out into the world and build their business by attracting more clients and customers. So that's really what I'm doing at the bottom. At the bottom line, it doesn't matter where the writing is showing up. It's all about spreading your message.
Right. Yeah, that's a great feeling, too, when you get to help people like that, because you're putting
mm-hmm.
smiles on people's faces. And it's great. It's a great accomplishment, and especially when that person finishes that first book. Man, you're feeling like you're on top of the world.
There's nothing like that feeling.
That was all good. The first time I saw my name in print, it was like, now I got to write that book. That's why I get to feel like I'm on top of the world to make that happen. So you help people, your business, is really, you'll take people from start to finish, the whole way through.
Yes.
From a coaching, from a ghostwriting standpoint, the whole concept, and even helping to promote the book.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm a weird writer. Because I was in copywriting for so long, my clients would send me to these conferences because they didn't have time to go, and they knew that they wanted me to know all this information. So I would go to marketing conferences, and I learned all this stuff, And so I'm in this weird position where I can help you write the book like any ghostwriter can, but most ghostwriters will hand you a manuscript back and then say good luck. And then you have to find a publisher, or you have to figure it all out yourself. And, you know, maybe you didn't know that you were supposed to be building a platform all the way along. And so what I do is, I mean, it's partly my baby, too, because I'm working really hard to help you get this book to be the most amazing book it possibly can be. And so I help people with the publishing because I want to make sure they don't screw it up. You know, I want to make sure that the marketing gets done right and that they're building a platform properly. And that honestly, because you're not going to make money on a book for the most part, 99.9% of the people do not make money on a book, but they make money on the back end of their book, whether it's a speaking engagement or it's products or services that they offer. So I make darn sure that people who read that book have a reason and a way to go and get into your sales funnels so that you are actually making money from the book, even though the book sales themselves are not what's filling your pockets. So that's a really fun thing for me to do. I want to take it start to finish. I want to see you be amazingly successful with this book. I want to see it, you know, on the bestseller list and have people just praising it to the moon. And the only way I can do that is to make sure that all the pieces are right, not just the writing.
Yeah, no, it's a complete package. And I, from my experience, you know, with different business owners and also the public speakers, the keynote speakers, all the keynote speakers have multiple books. All the successful keynote speakers have multiple books, audio recordings, all different kinds of things. It's incredibly important. But I'm seeing more and more business owners where you wouldn't think that they would be needing to write a book, but they are. You know, they're going out there writing a book, and it's a great way to promote everything that they do. But even if you're changing out that word promote, it's a great way for them to brand everything that it is that they are doing. And it's unbelievably important. So,
absolutely.
All great stuff. Yeah. Julian, we have a little more than 2 minutes left over here. There's one question I had to ask you. You know, we discussed the writing of the book. You know, we get in our own way. We need to figure out the why. That's a big thing, big takeaway from, you know, for our audience over here, is to know that why. It makes things a lot easier. Time management, multitasking is a great thing where appropriate. And the case with the book, you know, you're not writing a book. You're breaking it down. And you're going to smaller chapters, asking yourself those questions. We're getting the questions out. Great, absolutely great stuff. So we got that one covered. But also the other thing, and that comes up frequently on these websites, is how much do you give away for free? Now, on your website, and Julian's website is julianneeson.com, and you can go there. It's a tremendous amount of information that you give away for free, not just the regular blog that we all see, but, I mean, a lot of how-to videos. Where do you find the balance between the free and, you know, going from free to fee?
Right. That's a great question. And for me, it benefits me to educate my people before they call me, because my services are pretty high-end, and it's a good investment to work with me. So I need to make sure that they're getting enough education and value from me ahead of time. So I do have a number of free products. The other reason that I have that is because people come to me at different stages. Many people will come to me and say, I have a book manuscript. It's already done. It's all ready to go. Can you help me publish it? Yes, I can help them do that. But other people may need help from the very beginning, like they don't even know how to start writing. So because I have so many different services, I have a lot of different free offers to help them get into my sales funnel. And then it's just a matter of going through and having something that's a low-ticket offer where they're going to become a buyer and tell, you know, raise their hand and say, yes, I'm interested in purchasing services. That's a low-ticket item that's anywhere from $7 to $20. And then we move up from there. And, you know, you have courses and you have programs, and it really – obviously, it varies from industry to industry as to how far up you're going to go. Your free products really are lead generators. You're trying to attract as many different people as you can. And I really enjoy giving a lot of information, as I want everyone to be successful whether they can hire me or not. So that's my goal. It is a struggle to balance that. Like, some people will say, no, I'm not giving away anything for free because people don't value free, and I have to charge for everything. I think that's a mistake. I also think it's a mistake to give too much away for free. So you're right, it is a balancing act, and I think really it's, you have to look at your business and decide how many places are people coming, what stages are they in your business, how sophisticated are they, do they need, you know, one or two different pieces of training before that they're ready to work with you, and once that's done, you're done. And trying to keep it evergreen is really important because, man, like if you teach Facebook training, you're going to have to redo your free product every week because they change things all the time. So you really want to have whatever training it is that you're offering be something that doesn't change at all, hopefully, but at least, you know, once or twice a decade would be great. The problem is technology moves so fast that we frequently have to redo things. Right. Fortunately, book writing is book writing. I don't have too much of a problem with that.
Right. Well, that's good. Yeah, but you're right. You want to keep a website fresh. It's good. You know, if you got a couple of videos, you change a couple of videos. You've got a tremendous amount of information that's on there. It becomes a part-time job keeping it all going. But from the person who's viewing that information, it is unbelievable, and it's really, really incredible.
Thank you.
on each one of these, I certainly give out the websites. Folks, you should go to the website, la, la, la. You have to go to this website. You have to. Even if you're a website designer, you need to go up to the website because it's alive. You know, there's something to learn over here. And that's why I was so thrilled to have you on today, Julianne, because I kind of knew that we were going to hit on a couple of things. Time management was going to be a big one, you know, and a few others. But writing that book, branding yourself, using it as a calling card, getting it done, and not getting in your own way. Man, not getting in your own way. What a recurring theme that always comes up on these programs all the time.
Absolutely.
Julianne Eason.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, so.
Thank you so
Julianne
much, Brian.
Eason. You, terrific. Thank you very much for joining us today. We will definitely talk. And, folks, if you're a business owner, you're listening to this. If you want to become a public speaker and you want to promote your business, you need to have a book that's in there, too. It doesn't have to be a novel. It needs to be a book. But what it does need to be, it needs to be correct. It needs to be correct in information, of course, but it also needs to be correct as to who you are. It needs to reflect that. Now, what Julianne was talking about, and when she coaches you, and when you talk to her, you know, about that figuring out the why and who your target market is, that's important, incredibly important, because the message you deliver in written form should be consistent with the message you deliver verbally, should be consistent with the message you deliver at your place of business with your current clients and prospects also. That why always comes up, always important. Sorry, so you're going to go to Julianne's site. How are you going to do that? You're going to go to www.julianneason.com. It's julianneason.com, and she will help you become the author you should be. You've been listening to Strategies of Success. My name is Brian Cohen. Thank you for joining us. Take that first step, or in this case, the first click, and go over to the website. Have a great week. Keep on going.